I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
President Trump is being criticized for not allowing his personal counsel to testify before Congress. Not only being criticized, but also threatened with impeachment if he doesn't follow the dictates of politically motivated Democrats in the House. A meeting set up days in advance was to take place between the president and the Democrat Party leaders to discuss the infrastructure. Just prior to that meeting, Democrats met to discuss the issue of impeaching the president. Nancy Pelosi accused the president of a cover-up. When all that came out, the president issued a rebuke to Pelosi and walked out of the meeting, and understandably so. Apparently, Pelosi was referring to the Trump administration's efforts to stonewall House investigations into the president and its refusal to comply with subpoenas. That is what we should be looking at. When Attorney General Eric Holder was called before Congress, he demurred. During the 8 months of negotiations with Holder in the White House, Republicans in the House tried to get him to testify before a House committee and turn over documents related to the Fast and Furious scandal. Now, after 8 months, Congress issued a subpoena. Holder still held out and refused to testify before Congress. He asserted executive privilege to prevent Congress's subpoena from getting confidential Department of Justice documents. He said he was concerned that the subpoena was overly broad and threatened to encroach on executive branch power. He was held in contempt and never prosecuted. White House spokesman Jay Carney said, quote, "It is an established principle dating back to the administration of President Ronald Reagan that the Justice Department does not pursue prosecution in a contempt case when the president has asserted executive privilege," end of quote. Donald Trump's Attorney General William Barr did testify before a House committee and was lambasted by Democrats at every turn. When they asked him to return and bring certain documents, he declined. No months-long negotiations between Barr and the Democrat-controlled House, however. They immediately found him in contempt and issued a subpoena. Some Democrats have called for him to be taken away in chains and jailed until he complies. Eric Holder, who was also in the same predicament, has stated, "The conduct of AG Barr over the last few weeks and in the hearing today has been shown to be unacceptable. I thought he was an institutionalist committed to both the rule of law and his role as the lawyer for the American people. I was very wrong. He is protecting the president," end of quote. Wow, protecting the president. So Democrats have completely swapped positions held by the House in the case of Eric Holder, and even Eric Holder has swapped positions he held when he claimed executive privilege. So why call for impeachment by so many Democrats, and why has Nancy Pelosi accused the president of a cover-up? First, Pelosi is trying to stave off a full-blown effort by House Democrats to go forward with impeachment proceedings. The second issue is that in order to stymie Trump's time in office, various House Democrats have been calling for his impeachment from day one. More recently, newly elected members of Congress used the call of the president's impeachment as a part of their campaign platforms. Pelosi is now wavering on whether or not the president has been involved in, quote, an obstruction of justice, end of quote. As Jay Carney very clearly stated, the issue of not pursuing prosecution when the president has asserted executive privilege is something that dated back to the presidency of Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. No matter. Democrats may very well continue beating the drum for impeachment proceedings. Republicans took that path against Bill Clinton in the 1990s and saw a backlash that resulted in electing more Democrats to Congress. Democrats seem to be on the same warpath today, and the result could well be re-electing President Trump and electing more Republicans that would result in a solid GOP Congress. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.